This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this recap episode where I talk about the most important points from my discussion with photographer Matthew Jordan Smith. Matthew is a commercial celebrity and beauty photographer, and he mainly works between New York, Los Angeles, and Tokyo. Now, he is awesome. His client list includes celebrities like Oprah, Aretha Franklin, Britney Spears, and he has a ton of A-list commercial clients as well. So if you have not listened to my interview with him, I highly encourage you to do so. It's the episode right before this one, so go ahead and give it a listen. Now, today I want to talk about a couple points that really stood out to me during the interview. One thing that I really like about Matthew is that he was willing to talk about his days before he was AKA a big shot, which is my words, not his. I think of him as a big shot. He did not say that about himself, but he is. And he shared some of the things that have really made a difference in bringing his photography business up to the next level. Now, one of the things he mentioned is that over time he learned that pre-production is key. So this is the work that you do before the actual photo shoot happens. Now, Matthew made the point that pre-production can be more important than the shoot itself. I'll say that again. Pre-production can be more important than the photo shoot itself when it's done well. He mentioned that he likes to pre-visualize the photo shoot, and he even sketches out ideas that he wants to use during the shoot. He likes to have in mind how he plans on using his lighting, for example, the different types of looks and styles that he'd like to go for. He said that he looks at his previous work and identifies things that he likes and things that he'd like to try to do a little bit differently. And this guy has been shooting for years and he still does this process, so we should absolutely be doing it. He also made the point that he researches the client beforehand. Now, in the interview, he mentioned that he shot a very famous author and he has worked with her for years. However, for this most recent shoot, which he did at the time of this recording, he did it last week, and so it's the end of March right now. So he shot this woman many times before, and yet he still made a point to research her latest projects and just to be up to date on what she's up to so that they can talk about that during the shoot, and that is a way to put her, his subject, at ease. And so I encourage you to do this for your clients. It's not stalkerish. It's not weird. Well, maybe you can get a little stalkerish depending on how far you push it. But knowing something about your client, about what they like to do, about what their passions are before they walk in, that'll give you a way to connect with them during the shoot. And then what will happen is they will become more relaxed during the shoot. And if you get them talking about something they're passionate about, that really comes through their eyes. And so portrait photographers out there, if you're not researching your clients, please do so I do so, and it makes all the difference in the world. And this is all the stuff you do, like I said, before a photo shoot happens. So if you take the time to do your research and plan out the style that you want to use and how you want to use the lights and something that you want to try differently or something that you'd like to try the same of that you've done before that's working, having all of this in mind and plotted out will make a night and day difference with your shoots. Do not go into a shoot cold. Do not stumble into a shoot without any plan at all. That is a quick recipe for failure. Instead, do your due diligence beforehand, and it will absolutely shine through in your work. And it'll also decrease the nerves that you have leading up to that photo shoot. The more prepared you feel, the more relaxed you'll be, and then the more ideas can flow, and the more smoothly things will go during the shoot. And so I thought that was a really good point. And another thing that I loved that Matthew mentioned is that planning and documenting is huge with your business. Now, this is as far as getting yourself organized, getting your business organized. And for Matthew, this came from the realization that he can't do it all and that he needed to put together a plan, which later led to him putting together a team as far as outsourcing certain things that he is not wanting to do, or maybe he's not good at doing it. He's really allocating his resources so that he can focus more time on taking photos. So step one would be to put together a plan for your business. This can be one of the most important things that you do. And so as far as a plan goes, you need to get organized. Begin by plotting out on a calendar, if you're not already doing this, the tasks that you need to do for this week, and then you can even extend it out to the month. Now, I actually take this further and go into this quarter and into the next quarter. But if you're first starting off, then planning out a week is more manageable. So plot out what you need to do as far as any shoots that you have coming up. You want to plot out the pre-production that you need to do for that shoot, what we just talked about, walking into a shoot prepared. You also want to plot out any marketing steps that you need to do, such as blog posts or case studies that you may need to publish on your own website, and even when you're going to post to social media. Try to be as organized as possible. You don't want to leave things up to guesswork. Not only does it help you get your head on straight, but it's the first step in documenting your process. And this is huge because it'll help you identify how much time and effort you're putting into certain tasks. And it also gives you a better idea of what you may need to outsource in the future and what you can outsource. And so you're plotting out your plans on your calendar, your business plans, your marketing strategy. After you've done this, you may begin to recognize certain things that you can begin to outsource. Now, when you've identified these things, write them down and begin to create a detailed manual of how you do it, step by step. And I actually recommend writing out this manual, written typing form, as you're doing certain things. And this will really help you begin to build out a manual that you may later be able to pass on to someone that you hire to get them to take over a certain aspect of your business. Now, for my manuals, I actually write them out in Evernote. You can use a Word document if you want. It really doesn't matter what you use as long as you are putting it in a form that spells things out step by step and that you're able to send to somebody or give someone access to later if they need it. So when you do get someone, when you hire somebody to work for you, you'll have an instant accurate manual to give them. Now, this will make their life easier, but it'll also make your life a whole lot easier. Because when you hire somebody, and I'm sure you remember taking on a new job, working at a new job, there's always a learning curve. And so the more direction you're given, the quicker you can catch on. And that's absolutely true for someone that you're hiring for your photography business. So it's so key that you document the work that you do on a daily basis. And I do this now, as I mentioned in Evernote, even as I'm putting together specific manuals, or even if I'm not putting together something that may be a manual that I'm going to hand off to somebody, I still like to have my process documented because then I can always look back on how I did something later and be more consistent. So those are the two most important points that I took from my interview with Matthew Jordan Smith. Number one, pre-production is key. Make sure you do the footwork before a photo shoot ever happens. And number two, planning and documenting your process is huge. Plot out what you need to do on a marketing calendar, Really write down the steps that you're taking every single day. This will help you form a manual later on so that when you do need to hire someone, an assistant, for example, then you'll have an instant digital manual that you can hand off to that person. All right, that's all I have for you today. So go out and make your photography businesses awesome.